So grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. So today we are filled with these images of a sheepfold, a gatekeeper, a shepherd, thieves and bandits, a gate, and the sheep. The sheep that live inside and outside of this fold respond to the voice and call of their shepherd. Historians said that within a sheepfold, it was common to have several flocks of sheep belonging to different shepherds who would altogether hire a gatekeeper to keep their flocks at night. So the shepherd then will come in the morning and will stand outside the gates and will call their own sheep. And their own sheep knew it was their shepherd. They can recognize the voice of their shepherd, who then would meet this shepherd, their own shepherd, by the gates. Then the shepherd will lead them out for their daily sustenance. Shepherds were a metaphor for leaders around Jesus' time, any type of leader, a political leader, a religious leader, someone being entrusted for the care of others. In the Old Testament, the people of God went through several shepherds, some good, some not so good shepherds. When the Israelites enter the promised land before God, or before God gave them a king, God himself was their king, their shepherd. And Psalm 23 gives voice to this, to the type of shepherd that God was. One who protected God's people, who had the best interests in God's people, who also made sure that God's people received their essentials of water and food and shelter. In the Greco-Roman era, which was the era, the time of early Christians, Roman emperors also were portrayed as shepherds. And they often promised to the people they governed, their rule. They often promised to provide the essentials of food and water and shelter, economic protection, and abundant life for their people. But oftentimes they fail to keep their promises. Instead, they look out for their own interests rather than the interests of the people they rule. They frequently claim lands and people in it by force and violence. They sometimes would impose high taxes over the land and force people into extreme poverty while these shepherd emperors continue to live in abundance. So that is the context to which Jesus speaks. People who hear John's gospel, the audience, the first listeners of the gospel of John, were familiar with these shepherds in their cruel and unfair actions. So here Jesus is presenting a different shepherd next to what they know, next to their current reality, a shepherd who the sheep can trust for their daily needs and life itself. But after offering these images, we would expect Jesus to say that he is a shepherd, which he does later in the chapter of John. But in the section that we read today, Jesus also says that he is the gate, the door through which the flock enters and leaves as they are led daily in search of their necessities of life. So what does this text mean to us who are on our fourth Sunday in Easter? This text comes to us in the context of our Easter season, where we continue to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Well, during this season, we are invited to reflect on the words and actions of Christ based on his resurrection. Jesus was pointed to his work on the cross and resurrection. And so as we look back now after his resurrection, Jesus was talking about what he accomplished by his death and resurrection, which is that he opened the way to all people to have access to God again. Because Jesus gave his life on the cross, and because he was crucified and overcame death and the grave, is that you and I can have life as God intended from the very beginning, as portrayed in the book of Genesis, when humanity and God were in direct relationship, when humanity and creation live in harmony with one another. But we also get a glimpse today of what life in abundance looked like according to Jesus in the post-resurrection life in the book of Acts. We find Jesus' disciples looking out for one another, acting in each other's best interests, protecting each other, and making sure their community, their flock, had the essentials of food and water and clothing and shelter. In this passage in Acts, we can see that they were already living as God had intended them to live. They were the first people called to be part of the way, an empowered community baptized with water and the Holy Spirit. And they had already received the gift of the Holy Spirit. So here they were already putting the Spirit of Jesus at work. The Christ who had called them to baptize and to teach them were already here beginning their work as shepherd themselves. Empowered by the Spirit, they had begun to serve as shepherd to their own people just as Jesus had served them. These disciples, after the resurrection, were also called to lead others just as they were led by Jesus, except that they were not to lead people using their own voice, but the voice of Jesus. They were called to guide people in the path of Jesus, which is the path of peace, the path of unconditional love that provides a life of abundant love and freedom and forgiveness and a direct relationship with God and others. And this was and is possible today through the risen Christ, who is the door to this abundant life for us. Today, Scripture reminds us that we indeed are the flock of God. Sometimes we have served as gatekeepers, but we also have been called by the waters of our baptism to be shepherds, as these disciples were called to be shepherds. The invitation is that we can respond to this call daily to point people to Christ, showing people a different way, which is the way of forgiveness and peace. So the good news today is that we do have God, who is our true shepherd, who continues to care for all of our needs, who knows us by name, and he is the one who continues to call us in and out of our church to extend God's love to our neighbors. May the Holy Spirit empower us today to care for others, to guide others in the voice of the risen Christ, who tells us, do not be afraid, because Christ has been risen. Hallelujah. Christ has been risen indeed. Let's do that again. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right.